13. And now we're going to have a quick look at the sport. I'm going to start with football. Unforgiving goals dispatch Buckland. Buckland Athletics' first home pre-season game of the 26-27 season saw them welcome Jimmy Ball's Torquay United to the VX3 Stadium in front of a bumper crowd of 1,200 people. For Bucks boss Matt Cusack, it's about building minutes gradually, getting players through with a clean bill of health, and for them, making sure that those minutes count. The National League South side made a full throttle start, and their unforgiving and unrelenting style was evident from the off. Unfortunately, I have looked at this, it's just a rundown of the game, and I cannot find a score anywhere, so I do apologise about that. And football, Bobby Tracy AFC and Newton Abbott Spurs both made winning starts to the pre-season ahead of the 26-27 campaign. The Moorlanders took on Ipplepen Athletic and scored twice late to put on the game beyond their opponents, finishing at 4-1. Spurs, meanwhile, visited Buckfastley Rangers at Ducks Pond and ran out victors by 6-1. Saul Vaines and Callum Noyce starred with 2 apiece. Now we'll look at cricket. Back-to-back victories for Bobby Tracy. Bobby Tracy defeated Budley Salterton by 2 wickets to keep some distance between themselves and the A Division relegation zone. It was a second successive win for Bobby on their way out of the bottom 2 and up to 6th. Once Sam Whitehead, 34, and James Doble, 24, had been and gone in the running total of 101 for 5, Budley were glad of an ankle and knock of 34 from Jack England for reaching 189 all out. Harvey Shipton, 12, and Hugh Moore lent a hand. Bobby's Bob Pryke, 319, stuck when the ball was new. Hem Chetri twirled away in the middle, and Albie Bradley had a couple as well. Bobby looked in great shape at 127 for 3 in reply after 17 overs, with runs safely stashed by Harry Mount and Reuben Stanley. Chudley bounced back in style at home. Chudley moved on from losing to Plymouth second 11 with a 40-run win over visiting Brixham in the C Division West. Skipper Will Heather was the man of the moment for Chudley with 104 towards a 45-over total of 275 for 6. Best of the numerous chip-ins were Luke Quaintance's 32, Raj Kumar Neum 30 and Alex Haywood 24. Brad McKee, 344, and Mo Shake, 311, were Brixham's most economical bowlers. No one took more than 1 wicket. Heather still had business with Brixham, a 4-wicket return that slowed them to 235-7 by the time their owners ran out. Meanwhile, Ipplepen's grip on the leadership remains as firm as ever after they saw off next-door neighbours Abbots Kerswell by 7 wickets. Abbots were knocked out for 160, which the Pens knocked off with more than 22 overs to spare. They did it without prolific run-getter Jamie Ingram, who suffered an arm injury while fielding. And that concludes the sport for this week.